You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This episode is brought to you by ShipStation. You know, some things take a lot of work, like sending little robots to far-off distant planets. And just as that's challenging, so too is running a successful e-commerce business, especially when there's so much to do. So I want to introduce you all to ShipStation. Now, I love using ShipStation because of its easy-to-use dashboard, which makes managing orders and printing labels a breeze and super smooth. Oh, and the customer service is just out of this world. It's exactly what you need to help grow your business. Sign up for your free 60-day trial at ShipStation.com/technews. That's ShipStation.com/technews.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, my name is Nick Olmos, and this is Tech in 2 from Wired.
Brought to you by Quantic School of Business and Technology. Innovation doesn't happen in pre-recorded lectures. Quantic's Executive MBA uses interactive micro-lessons and personalized feedback every 8 seconds. Paired with a global network of high-achieving professionals, it's the modern MBA you've been waiting for. Visit quantic.edu/wired for more.
The UK approves its first coronavirus vaccine. Lawmakers announce a $908 billion stimulus plan, and two teams search for the virus's origin. Here's what you should know. The UK medicine regulator has approved Pfizer and BioNTech's coronavirus vaccine, making the country the first in the world to do so. The UK has already ordered 40 million doses, enough for 20 million people, and the first 800,000 are due to arrive in the next few days. They will go first to elderly people living in group homes and their caretakers, then to anyone over 80, as well as to healthcare and social workers. The first vaccinations are likely to happen at hospitals that already have the facilities to store the vaccine at ultra-cold temperatures. A bipartisan group of lawmakers put forth a $908 billion coronavirus stimulus plan earlier this week. It includes provisions for $300 a week in unemployment benefits for the next 4 months, $160 billion in funding for state and local governments, a temporary moratorium on some coronavirus-related lawsuits against companies, and more. It was drafted as negotiations between Senate leadership and the administration stalled. And finally, two teams of international researchers are working to trace SARS-CoV-2 back to its origin and, hopefully, discern lessons that can help stop something like this from happening again. Spearheaded by the WHO and The Lancet, the missions face both scientific and political obstacles. Virus spillovers from animals to humans are often less linear than one would think, and the Chinese and U.S. governments have both peddled questionable theories about the virus's origins for political gain. Want more news you can use? Sign up for the Tech in 2 newsletter at wired.com/TT.